Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back into HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Appreciate Marty and McGee stopping by. And from them, we go to our weekly Thursday visitor. Going to be talking Titans NFL football for the next 45 minutes with Coach Dave McGinnis. Coach, you're missing out, man. I wish you were down here at Media Days with us. Let me tell you, it is all football, and you would love everything about it.
Guys, that is so cool that you guys are down there, and that is ball. And look, you're down there at the Southeast Conference Media Days. That's real ball. Okay, I mean, you guys, I mean, that, you know, there's that conference. I mean, I don't have to tell our listeners anything about that conference. All you got to do is just is get on those high-powered computers that you got and find out how many Southeast Conference players are drafted every year. That's the real deal. That's cool that y'all are down there.
Dave McGinnis, our guest, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Need great health care coverage at an affordable price? Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They got you covered.
Hey, Mickey, did I hear you guys say that they're going to have that event here in Nashville pretty soon?
2021, Coach Mack.
Wow.
Coming your way.
How good do you think that'll be? I'll tell you how it is.
It'll be a big party
No, let me tell you what. I'll tell you how good. Close your eyes. Tell me what you see. It's going to be great. I mean, if it's coming to Nashville, that'll be great.
We're going to throw a party.
When is it, 2021?
2021. 2020 in Atlanta and then 2021 in Nashville. So traveling roadshow is what the SEC Media Days. And there's talk that it will be SEC Media Nights when it's in Nashville with a red carpet and everything.
I will just say this. I would not want to be the venue to follow Nashville. Just like I would not want to be the venue in the National Football League that is following the draft that was here. Anything that Nashville does, if you're following it, you're behind.
Training camp starts next week, Coach. You getting ready?
Are you serious? I've been ready for this. You know, we've talked both on the air and off the air, you know, and told our listeners. I mean, when I get ready to do a game, I approach it during the week just as if I were coaching. You know, when the Titans called and asked me to do this, well, then once I accepted it, I was all in, just like I had taken another coaching position. And when you're doing that, you put yourself all in. And so when I prepare weekly for a game, I go about it just like I would preparing for a ball game, breaking down film, going through, you know, every possible thing, because I want to do the best possible job, because the standards of Mike Keith and Titans Radio, those guys, I mean, it was high. I mean, it's high, and I didn't want to be, you know, something that wasn't living up to those standards. So I prepare just like I was getting ready to coach the ball game, and I've been watching Cleveland already. I mean, I can't wait. This is look. I mean, you can feel it in the air. You guys are down there at a great place, but you can feel it. It's about time for ball to start again.
Coach Mack, you jumped right in after the NFL coaching career. You jumped into Titans Radio. You did an amazing job. Was it everything that you thought it would be?
You know what? I was impressed with it. First of all, you know, I'm fortunate. I had several opportunities to do other things and do this, you know, somewhere else too. But first of all, I really like Nashville. I love Nashville. The 8 years I was coaching here, I really like and love. I like the organization. And when I got here and met Amy Adams Strunk and saw the direction that she was taking this, I mean, the direction she's taking this organization and the football under John Robinson and Mike Vrabel and where it's going. Look, I mean, I've been in enough buildings in this league to know good from bad. This is a great building, and plus, just being here. I mean, with these fans and these people. I mean, as I said, I had a real affinity for this place the 8 years I was here. All the time I've been in the league, you know, this is starting my 11th year here with this organization. That's the longest I've been anywhere in the league, and I've been 10 years, 8 years. I've been fortunate to not have to move a lot in my career, but when I got into it, but what I was impressed by, I knew how impressive, you know, Mike Keith and Rhett Bryan and Jonathan Hutton and Philip Noel and Brad Willis, I knew those guys – you know, just, you know, of course, I knew Mike Keith the best because I was in a building with him. But as professional as those guys are, I mean, it is a top-notch organization. And it's just like being part of a staff, you know, a football staff, because their preparation, and I mean, it blew me away. And I was just, I was impressed from the start. And as I said, I didn't want to be the guy that was going to disappoint anybody, because they've been doing such a great job for so long. And I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Dave McGinnis, our guest coach. If anybody wonders about how prepared those guys are, just look back at the longest game in history that was played, and Rhett Bryan, Mike, Jonathan, you yourself, you guys had content all afternoon long as that game was delayed again and again. And when you talk to Rhett, we ask him about it the next day. He goes, "Oh yeah, I've recorded stuff. I've been ready for that forever. You know, yeah. I've been ready for that to happen." I don't know how many people prepare like for 2 and 3 hour rain delays. They even prepare for that.
Yeah. Look, I'm telling you, Mickey, and it clearly, it wasn't me. When I first got here, you know, and you know, I accepted the job and the Titans hired me. Well, Mike Keith, I've told you this story before, I think personally, and I think I may have told it on air, but he gave me a notebook, looked like a playbook. And he said, "Look, this is the way we do things with Titans Radio." And I mean, it is a big notebook with dividers, and I mean, all kind of categories. He said, "Familiarize yourself with this." And so I did. And one of the sections was weather delay procedures. And so as soon as that stuff started to hit, I mean, those guys whipped that stuff out, and we went to work. And I've said this before, that whole Miami broadcast crew with, you know, with Cephalo and Greasy and those guys, after they came across to us about an hour up there and said, "What are you guys talking about?" You know, I mean, we stayed on the air for 8.5 hours, and they shot it back to the studio within an hour. But the preparation and the way they have things, and look, I'm not going to sit here. I mean, my expertise is football. Their expertise is what makes a radio station, you know, work. But they had things in what, you know, in the can. You guys know the parlance, and they said in the can or evergreen, which they've already. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, I was so impressed. And it didn't surprise me. I was impressed, but it didn't surprise me.
Well, you guys ready for Cleveland?
Well, not yet. No, it's way early, but I've started on Cleveland, and I tell you why I started on Cleveland. I started on Cleveland, first of all, because I can't stand it. You know, after about 2 weeks, I've got to start doing it. But this is an uncommon opponent. It's with a new coaching staff. Yep. It's with a new coaching staff, and it's with a new quarterback that you know, that was on fire last year. And of course, Freddie Kitchens, you know, last year, you know, at this time he was the running back coach, and then when they made the move, you know, getting Hugh Jackson out of there, and then made Greg Williams the interim head coach. Well, then, you know, then Freddie moved up to start calling plays. But this will be an entirely different look. And the first thing I always want to do, just like when I was coaching, and especially early, is familiarize myself with the opponent, with their personnel, with those people, and then start working on schemes. And you know, we'll have 3 games for sure. You know, because the fourth game nobody ever does much, but 3 games of you know, preseason stuff. But I've gone back and looked at what's going on, you know, with the defensive coordinator in his previous stops with Ron Rivera. You know, I've gone back, you know, I've watched all of Freddie's, all of those games, those last 8 games. I just want to know, because look, it's my job to try to paint a picture and explain what's going on football wise for our listeners. And I want to be sure that I'm doing that to my best ability.
Coach, it's interesting. You mentioned Baker Mayfield and how he ended the season. That one of the most interesting thing and fascinating things to me is, no matter what you do in the NFL offensively, there's a defensive guy, and there are several, and there are guys like you who chop it up and figure it out. So for Baker Mayfield, he's going to come out this year. People have seen what he does. Now it goes back to him to, what's your counter move?
Well, no doubt. And you know, and longevity and consistency as far as performance. And that's why when you're coaching in this league, one of the mantras that you tell your players constantly when they get in this league is that every day is an interview. And what you mean by that is people are going to dissect you, you know, daily, you know, as an opponent, and especially during the season. I mean, that's why you have to evolve schemes and approaches and things that you do during the season, because guys, the dissection that goes on with offense and defense and special teams on a weekly basis is amazing. I mean, you guys would love it. A lot of our listeners would like to be involved in it, just to look at it, because to see how deep you dive into it. But your first ball game, this is the game that you have the most time to prepare for. Now, when there's uncertainty with a brand new staff, then you've got to do a deeper dive. And by a deeper dive, I mean you've got to go back to what people have done at other places, at where they've been. How have they approached the preseason where they've been? You don't have much of a book on Freddie Kitchens as a head coach, but you can look at him as a play caller for those last eight games. Mm-hmm. You can see the offenses he's been involved with. You know, and you do the same thing defensively, and you do the same thing special teams wise. I mean, we used to have somebody that was in charge of just going back and finding out all the trick plays that this coaching staff had run wherever they'd been. You know, just go get a reel and find all of them and look at them, dissect them, because you want to be prepared for everything, and you don't want to give so much information that you don't pinpoint anything. But the coaching staff wants a thorough knowledge of it.
Welcome back in 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Got another two segments with Coach Dave McGinnis. Coach Mack joining us, of course, courtesy of our friends at Farm Bureau Health Plans. They've got you covered. Coach Mack, I got to ask you this question. By the way, if you want to talk to Coach Mack, 615-737-1045. He loves to take your calls, and we love to patch you through and just let you guys ask him questions. When you were coaching with Jeff and when you were coaching with Mike Ditka, you get about a week out. Did he still want you to, like, try to stay home, try to just don't start the grind just yet? Or would he start sneaking into the office and kind of expect you guys to start doing the same? Or did those guys have those kind of philosophies? How did they handle that? How did you handle it as a head coach?
Yeah, Mickey, and that's a good look. If you hire the right kind of people, and of course, Mike Ditka and Jeff Fisher were very similar. And they hired the best coaches they could hire. And right. Then they trusted them to do what they felt like they needed to do to get ready. So you never – look, I mean, there was always a set time that you had off, but they never told you that you had to be this much off or that you had to come in any time. And so – and with that, when you're empowered like that by the head coach and you know that he's putting that kind of trust in you, well, then you're going to do everything you can. Myself personally, I mean, I couldn't stand it. You know, after about – you know, with about 14 days out, I was back in. You know, I was always back in, going back and forth. I would take off as early as I could once we had time off, and then I was back in because I just, you know, you just start getting the feel. But those two guys, look, they hired the right type of people. If you hire the right type of coaches and you hire the right type of people that have the one common goal in mind, then you really don't have to monitor their work hours.
I guess the other thing, too, is you really know who the grinder players are, because you pull into the parking lot and you see their car, or you pull in and you start doing your thing and you come in and you're getting your coffee and they're standing right there next to you.
Guys,
and there are those grinder players, too.
Mickey, I've got so many stories, you know, that I can tell about those types of players, because, you know, and our listeners have heard me say this. Our listeners are great to me. I was just out eating last night and had a lot of people come to the table and just say how excited they were about the season, how much they enjoy what I do and what we do on Titans Radio, and they listen and sync their TVs up. I mean, that means the world to me. I mean, it really does. You know, and that's why I love doing it here. But, you know, I've had so many great players in my time, but I can just tell you story after story after story. When Aaron Donald was a rookie, how about this quick story? He was a rookie there in St. Louis, and we had our facility there was in Earth City, which is about 22 miles outside of the town on Interstate 70 on the way to Kansas City. And I was invited over to one of the other coaches' houses, you know, for Christmas dinner. And I had left, you know, a couple of bottles of wine, you know, in the office that I was going to bring to Christmas dinner. So I pulled up there on Christmas Eve, you know, probably about 6:30 or 7 to pick it up and then drive down into the city of St. Louis. And I looked, and there was a light on in the defensive line meeting room. And so I thought somebody just left a light on. And so I, on my way by, I was going to walk in and turn it off. And I went in there. There's Aaron Donald grinding film. You know, and I said, AD, what are you doing? He said, I'm just catching up here, Coach. I haven't quite got a read on this guy yet. I said, you know, it's Christmas Eve. He said, I know, Coach. I'll be out of here in a minute. But just come on, man. Think about it.
I mean, when your best players are also the hardest working players, I mean, that's what becomes infectious, right?
Well, I mean, that's the type of atmosphere that you want. And those look,
yeah.
That type of stuff doesn't happen you know, by accident, Brent. It doesn't happen by accident. You get to choose who you bring into your building in the National Football League. And so if your organization, and that's why I say, that's why I love being here with this organization, because the standards that Amy Adams Strunk sets, that John Robinson sets, that Mike Vrabel sets with the type of people they're going to bring into that building, the more those type of people that you can get and couple that with ability, then that's when you've got a chance. Because, I mean, just look at the teams that are successful. They've always got the right type of people at the right time, and that's so very, very important.
Coach Dave McGinnis, our guest.
615-737-1045. You want in? 615-737-1045. Coach, I hear great things about Roger Saffold from a leadership perspective, also from a beast perspective. I'm anxious to see that guy get out there, and hopefully, you know, he'll be ready to go week one, and that left side of that line will be dominant.
Yeah, well, I mean, Roger, I've got a long history with Roger, you know, there in with the Rams, you know, both yep. both in St. Louis and in L.A. And I said this when they signed him. I mean, he was by far the best offensive lineman we had, regardless of what position. The only position he did not play for us in a ball game in one game was center. He played left tackle, left guard, right tackle, because we had injuries and we had only dressed seven offensive linemen for one game. So, I mean, this guy, and plus, you know, he's a mature football player now, and he has played when he can anchor in there and play one position, you know, which, you know, that left guard position. He's so big, he's so mobile, he's really, really smart. I mean, he's every center he's ever been next to, he's helped with the calls. I mean, I thought that was a great get, you know, for the Titans. And you pair him over there with Taylor Lewan. I mean, that left side of the line, I mean, should be very, very stable, not only from a performance standpoint, but just from a leadership standpoint and just from a standpoint of they just get it. You know, they just get it, and you're going to have some real consistency there week after week after week, play after play, which is what you got to have. I'm a big Roger Saffold fan just because of my history with him.
Coach Derek Morgan announced his retirement this week, and I hear you talk about guys sometimes, and you give the guy the ultimate compliment, I think, from guys in the business like yourself, guys who play the game, coach the game, and they say that guy's a pro. I would think that you would say that about Derek Morgan. That guy's a pro.
Mickey, I mean, right off the top, I was here when we drafted Derek. You know, I was here when we drafted Derek, and we drafted Derek, and he came in, and that's the one thing that Jim Washburn said about him when we drafted him. He said, look, this guy's not going to be a flashy guy, but he's going to be consistent, and he's a really good football player, and that's exactly what he's been. He is a true definition of a pro, and when you look back at his career, I mean, you know, he got hurt his first year, but you look at his career and look at his consistency and then look at his production. I mean, I think he's third on the all-time list of sacks, isn't he, as a Titan?
44 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, so you just look at what he did, and then plus the way that he conducted himself, and he was one of those guys that he came in as a rookie, because I was with him as a rookie, he and Jarrell both, but when I was able to come back, you know, when I was with them for a while, then left, and was able to come back here and to see that the strides that they had made as a professional from the time they were a rookie until the time when I got back here and saw them in the team, I mean, those are the type of guys that you want, because they not only improve as football players technique-wise, that's a big part of it, but the other part of it, they've improved as professionals as to how to get from Monday to Sunday, and Derek was a great, great example of that. Much respect for Derek Morgan.
We communicated with Derek Morgan last night. He'll be on the show tomorrow at 4:30. Want to let people know that. How uncommon was his ability to transition from a 4-3 defensive end to a 3-4 outside linebacker?
Well, and you know what, Brent, the thing that points out, he was serious about his business. I mean, he was serious about his work, and he put the work in. I mean, when you guys have him on tomorrow, tell him Coach Mack says, what's up? Don't be a stranger. Because look, those kind of guys are the backbone of your football team. I mean, those kind of guys that are able to do everything right and to be able to – and to ask somebody to move from a 4-3 to a 3-4 on the outside, on the edge, that's not an easy transition to make. But if you've asked them to make the transition and they buy in and they put everything into it to make that transition, then you know you've got the right person. And as you very well pointed out, he was able to do that, and that's much, much kudos to him.
Well, Welcome back in 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. One more segment with Titans Radio's Coach Dave McGinnis and Coach Dave McGinnis, former Titans coach, former Cardinals head coach and assistant, former Chicago Bears assistant coach. Coach, you want to hit the phones?
Sure.
A couple calls here?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Have you got a guest in the studio? Is that what JT told us?
Yes, you know what? Anna Glenn Grove came in here. She told me she shadowed Dawn Davenport at one time. And look, she
she did. She was an awesome shadower.
Hey, look, let me tell you something, Dawn, and I'm serious. You know, when I come in here all the time, Anna Glenn and Christian are in there working so hard with Rhett Bryan. I mean, they're outstanding. And look, again, I told you this before, Dawn. It's so cool, the example that you set for young girls that want to get involved into this and females that want to be in this business. And that's so cool. I mean, you, Laura Oakman, I mean, you guys are so solid, the example that you set. And she told me the other day, she said, you know, I shadowed Dawn. I said, that was a good one to shadow. Anna, you want to say anything?
Oh, no. Coach, thanks. Dawn's like part of the reason that I'm here and doing this, you know. And I didn't even know when I was a senior in high school with Dawn that that's anything near what I wanted to do. But obviously seeing her, and she just won an award and all that stuff, so it's been really cool.
Thank you guys, are sweet. That one right there is a hard worker. I got the nicest thank you note from her. She reached out herself to do it. There was no teacher, there was no parent involved. Like, she, I'm telling you, she's going to go somewhere. Coach Mack, you're probably seeing it with her in Titans Radio.
Absolutely. And, I mean, doesn't that make you feel good too, though, Dawn? I mean, I've had a lot of young coaches that I've helped out, have helped get started, and all of a sudden see where they go with it. And it's that's a cool thing.
Yes, it is.
Coach Dave McGinnis, to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans, hanging out with Anna Glenn Grove. She's brought to you by Coach Mack. Let's go to the phones. Bill in West Mead will lead us off for this segment. Bill, say hello to Coach Mack.
Hey, Coach Mack, love your insight and love your stories.
Bill, I thank you very much. You know, my insight comes from all the years of experience and everything I've done in the league. My stories, I promise you this, they're all true.
Well, Coach, my question is y'all were just talking in the last segment about the guys that don't have to worry about, guys that, you know, put in the effort, make some good bodies in the locker room. But what about those guys do have to worry about? And, like, specifically, what about the situation in Oakland where they got Vontaze Burfict, they've got Antonio Brown, they've got all kinds of basket cases. And especially Ricky Incognito, at what point is a player not worth the trouble in the NFL, and what do you expect out of that locker room this year? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, that's such an insightful question. And as I said in the earlier segment, you get a choice. You choose as an organization who you want to bring in to your locker room. I mean, you have a choice. You have a choice as to whether it's a draft or it's a free agency. You have a choice as to who you bring in there. And all the organizations are different. You know, some organizations, you know, feel like, you know, they can take on, you know, some guys that have had issues in the past, and those guys won't have issues to begin with. You know, some people will say, you know, we've got a really strong locker room, and if this player has truly shown that he's had issues in the past, but he's beyond those issues, and his ability, his playing ability, and his contribution to the football team, that he will be able to help us, and we will be able to help him. But you make those decisions as an organization. And that's what's so cool about the National Football League is you've got 32 teams, but you've clearly got 32 separate entities, and everybody makes their own decisions as to how they want to construct their locker room.
Appreciate the call from Bill. Let's go to Chris in Nashville next. Chris, say hello to Coach Dave McGinnis.
Hey, how's it going, Coach? Big and back. I love your show, and actually I love y'all's show every day when I'm coming to and from work.
Chris, thank you so much for your call, man. I love the enthusiasm.
Love,
hey, we're just a week away from camp. You're ready, aren't you?
I've been ready for football since after the Super Bowl.
I love it.
That's my kind of dude right there.
All right, well, what I want to ask for you, Coach Mack, being a diehard Titans fan, I believe two-tone blue. What offensive and defensive player are you looking to have a breakout year for this year? I'm going with the great eight Marcus Mariota and the Middle Tennessee monster, Kevin Byard.
You know what? Ooh, you know, and both of those players are quality football players. And really, seriously, you know, and you've heard me say this, and I've said it, you know, in this broadcast. You know, every day is an interview, and the great players are those guys that are constantly trying to improve. And you know, I've had my – the guy that I am really interested to watch – two guys defensively. Let me talk to you about Rashawn Evans. Let me talk to you about Harold Landry. Both of those kids have got a chance, and the jump that you make – from the first year to the second year is a really big jump if you are the right kind of player. And if you can continue to improve, you know, year after year. But we've got a great example just recently in the way Jayon Brown had a nice rookie year, but there were a lot of things he needed to work on. He recognized those. He got with his coaches. He had a game plan coming into last year. You could see it all through the offseason. You can see it through the offseason with these two young players too. But here's the thing. Whether you're a veteran, you're a rookie, or you're in the middle of your career, every year, the thing great about the National Football League, every year is a fresh start. Every year is a fresh start, and that's why every day is an interview. And so I'm looking forward to all of these guys, not only individually being ready to go and taking a step up. I'm looking for them to take a step up as a unit, offensively, defensively, special teams, and as a football team.
There you go, Coach Mack and Chris. Looks like we've got one more phone call.
Yes,
Brandon. Brandon wants to check in with you. I think he wants to ask you about a non-Titans-related team. Is that right, Brandon?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, I respect Coach Mack's opinion. He's been around the NFL a lot. He kind of can see some things. I just want to know your outlook on the Steelers going into next year without Antonio Brown. I know they've got a great running game to replace Le'Veon. Not worried about that. I just want to know, what do you feel? Because I think Ben Roethlisberger is going to really solidify his Hall of Fame status this year.
Brandon, thank you for the question, Brandon. Look, let me tell you something. You know, Mike Tomlin has done a tremendous job there, and the history of the Steelers. I mean, that's a very, very proud organization. And look, you know, they made a decision. They made a decision to let one of their really good players go, and you know, they let a couple of really good players go. But at the same time, that goes back to the type of decisions I talk about that you consistently have to make when you're in the National Football League. But as solid as the Steelers have been historically as an organization, and as solid as Mike Tomlin has been, I would, every time that, you know this, when you get ready to play the Steelers, and all the times that I've competed against the Steelers in my career, you better get ready to play ball. Mean Joe Green was my defensive line coach for 8 years in Arizona, both when I was a coordinator,
yes, sir,
and when I was a head coach. And to hear Joe Green talk about what the history of that means to players when they come in there, you can bet that the Steelers are going to be ready each and every Sunday.
Coach Dave McGinnis, love it. Always appreciate the time, Coach. Just think, this time next week we'll be talking about real people doing real football stuff. It's going to be grand.
No, how good is that? I mean, seriously. How good is that?
We're pumped about it.
And hey,
We're pumped about it.
Thanks for letting me bring Anna Glenn on as a guest.
Yes,
absolutely.
Thank you. And thanks, Anna Glenn, for all the hard work she's about to be doing when camp starts, too. That's, she has no idea, huh?
Rhett puts them through their paces.
Yes. Hey, Rhett does a great job with these guys, and that's what it takes. It takes mentors, but you've got to be willing to work. Anna Glenn, you ready to work?
Oh, I can't wait. I've been waiting for this week all summer long.
There you go.
That's so
what
have
I like,
we.
What I like to hear. I'll see you guys.
See you later, Coach Mack.
Yeah, see you.
From one coach to another, when we come back, Coach Derek Mason. Now, Vandy is not actually here until tomorrow, but he's here today, and he's got on the coolest pair of kicks I think I've ever seen him wear, and that's saying something. Coach Derek Mason from Vanderbilt, the guy we call Swaggy D, joins us next on 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. 104.